and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. Why would a missionary, scholar, university professor, and author challenge a theory that has been accepted by many as fact? How does suffering from cancer near the time of publication make a difference in that man's faith? This is the story of Dr. Jeffrey Kaumualii Lyons. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program. Well, dear friend, it's quite simple. It's to lead you closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Well, for you to know the one who loves you and knows you so closely that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, well, there's always hope in Jesus Christ. Indeed, there is, because Christ loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ is calling you. And he sends Jeffrey Lyons to share heart to heart. Our question is, would you open your heart to the Lord Jesus? Will you receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. Dr. Jeffrey K. Lyons attended Punahou School, then graduated from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. He earned his MA and PhD degrees in communication from Regent University in Virginia. He and his family lived in Hawaii, Virginia, Texas, Arkansas, and Guatemala. In Guatemala, Jeff and his wife Elizabeth served with Youth with a Mission for 4 years. He taught for 10 years in both private and state universities, as well as writing in academic journals. He wrote the book, Evolution Myths, A Critical View of Neo-Darwinism. It was published in 2019. Jeff, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. So happy to be here and to be a part of this program today.
Jeff, I mentioned Punahou School. That might give a clue, but tell us, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Hawaii, born in Queens Hospital, as are so many, and I grew up on the windward side of Oahu. My father's part Hawaiian. My mother was from California. So I grew up on the windward side in Kailua, later in Kaneohe. Went to public school on the windward side, and then in the sixth grade, I began attending Punahou School.
Jeff, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
That's a good question. In my growing up years, I think I was pretty much an average kid in Hawaii. You know, you want to go to the beach, you want to enjoy the things that Hawaii has to offer, and I enjoyed surfing, I enjoyed sailing, that sort of thing. But it was really in my senior year in high school that I found out I just wasn't happy. I wasn't making the right decisions, and there were a group of Christians at Punahou School that Well, they were sharing the gospel, and I got to know them, and I found out later they were all praying for me, and so I attended a camp. Back then, they didn't call it spring break, they just called it Easter break, and at that Easter break, I went there, a girlfriend and I had broken up, and I went there to talk to her. She was a Christian, I wasn't, and there was a minister speaking, and he gave an altar call, and the next thing I knew, I was walking up to the front to receive Christ, and everything changed. That was my senior year in high school, and then I was discipled by a person named Randy Tong, and he's been a pastor in Hawaii for many years, and he passed away recently, but he was a dear, dear friend, and he had a huge influence on my life. Just spending time with him, learning about the gospel, and getting discipled while going surfing.
What difference, Jeff, would you say your relationship with Christ has made in your life?
Oh, everything. Because before coming to Christ, it was hedonism, you know. It was just everything was about me, and so it was just enjoying life for the moment, being with friends, the party lifestyle, and Punahou is known for having a lot of rich kids, and it's true, and so I didn't commit any crimes or do anything that landed me in big trouble, but I really didn't have much direction in my life at all. I really didn't. And once I encountered Christ as a senior in high school, everything changed. My parents were not church-going people, so I didn't grow up with a Christian background, but I immediately had to tell them that I became a Christian. I sought a church. I started getting discipled. It changed everything. And then I went to the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and I sought out Christians on campus. And that's a big part of why I believe so much in campus ministries, because I just continued to grow in Christ. At the University of Hawaii and through the Christians that I met there also.
Well, you have continued, actually, you've been in some way relating to people. Your heart is, for years, ever since I've known you, your heart has always been to share the love of Christ, to share the gospel, the good news. You've written a book recently called Evolution Myths. Jeff, when did you come up with this idea to write Evolution Myths?
Well, that's an excellent question, because when I was a student at the University of Hawaii, and that was in the late 70s, so right there, people can calculate my age. But when I was a student, I was constantly encountering a clash of paradigms, you know, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. And as I took courses at the University of Hawaii, it was very clear that evolution, that was the dominant worldview, the dominant paradigm. And so I began to write some papers and do a little bit of study from whatever sources I could find and begin to challenge that paradigm. I remember I turned in one paper, and uh, uh, I uh, made comments in there, in the paper, challenging evolution. And I actually read a book. I think it was by Jane Goodall. But I read a book and did a book report for extra credit. And the professor said, well, I don't agree with any of your ideas challenging evolution. But you read the book, so I'll give you credit for the extra credit for the course. So I could already see, you know, there was this, there was definitely a worldview clash. But it wasn't until many, many, many years later, and, you know, getting my master's degree and then getting my doctorate, that I was able to, you know, get the sort of research skills that I needed in order to write a book, Evolution Myths. But the purpose of the book is to put into people's hands information that will help them to challenge the dominant view of evolution and to really understand a number of things that are never taught at the universities. Regarding evolution, regarding Darwin. It's all factually based. I've got about 275 scientific sources and journal sources. People can check those sources. And the criticism in my book is not from Christians. It's from scientists, and many of them atheists. And they bring up problems that with the theory. I wish I had my book when I was a student at the University of Hawaii, but anyway, that's the way it turns out. But the research is there. The information is there. And what burdens my heart so much is that when Christians go to the university, they've done studies, Gallup poll has, that the higher you go up in education, undergraduate, graduate, and then, master's, doctorate, there's a inverse relationship. In other words, the more education you get, the less you are, less percentage of people follow Christ, and it's understandable because the people that are teaching those courses at the universities, they've done those studies through the Chronicle of Higher Education and others. They're not believers, and students want to be like their professors. You know that because you're a scholar, Danny. But unfortunately, many Christians go to the university and they lose their way. I'm not saying they lose their salvation, but they stop following Christ. And that's a big part of the reason why I wrote this book.
Well, we've got some burning questions, Jeff, to ask, some anticipatory. Maybe some people are wondering the same things. But Lonnie and I are eager to hear more from you about your book, Evolution Myths, A Critical View of Neo-Darwinism. It just sounds compelling, may be a little bit challenging, but a challenge is good, and we need to hear from you. So when we come back, more from Dr. Jeffrey K. Lyons. You can find out more about him and the book. You can get the book, actually. Go to jeffreyklyons.com. Again, JeffreyKLyons.com. Dr. Lyons taught for 10 years in Hawaii at Hawaii Pacific University, Argosy University, and Honolulu Community College. He's taught communication, broadcasting, speech, advertising, group communication, business communication, writing, and much more. He'll be with us to share more heart-to-heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I'm growing in curiosity, and I'm referring to Dr. Jeffrey K. Lyons, his book, Evolution Myths, A Critical View of Neo-Darwinism. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lani Ka'a'a. We're grateful that you're with us today. Thanks for sharing your precious time, your valuable time. Perhaps you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the back end of our last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you, free podcast. Go to The Good Life Hawaii.com. And to find out more about Dr. Jeffrey Lyons, go to jeffreyklyons.com. Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, jeffreyklyons.com. Jeff, how did you decide on that title, Evolution Myths, A Critical View of Neo-Darwinism?
Well, it's... I suppose it's a typical academic title. I've published a number of academic articles and journals, and evolution myths. That refers to the fact that many of the things that we believe about evolution just simply aren't true. And so the book is organized in terms of a number of myths about evolution. The first myth is that Darwin created a theory called evolution, and he actually did not. In terms of a critical view of neo-Darwinism, what a lot of people don't understand is that what we talk about today is theory of evolution, it's really, it's a reworked theory. And so scholars today really refer to it as neo-Darwinism. Evolution, Darwin's theory almost completely collapsed in the beginning of the 20th century when genetics was discovered. And so it was actually rescued and brought back to life as a scientific theory. It was almost completely thrown out. And population genetics is what rescued it. So what we have today is not the original theory that Darwin proposed. Much of what Darwin proposed has been thrown out, or it has been rewritten, or it has been rescued. And so scholars refer to what we call evolution as neo-Darwinism today. So it's more of a technical specific term, but maybe we could just take the one myth, which is kind of fun. A lot of people don't realize that Darwin didn't even come up with the term evolution. And I don't know if you or Lani or our listeners were aware of that.
Talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about who popularized the term evolution.
Yeah, well, Darwin, when he wrote his book, and I painstakingly read the entire book, you can go in any bookstore and pick it up. Darwin's theory was called descent with modification. He wrote six versions of his book on the origin of species, and it wasn't until the very last edition of On the Origin of Species that the word evolution even appeared. Mm-hmm. Darwin was not a fan of the term evolution at all. The term came from a scholar named Herbert Spencer. Now, Spencer was not a naturalist. He didn't have the skill set that Darwin had. Spencer today is remembered as the father of sociology. So for those in the audience who are students of sociology, you probably remember who Herbert Spencer was, but Spencer came up with the term evolution, and he pushed that term after Darwin's On the Origin of Species came out. I believe it was 1858, 1859, the book came out, and he pushed it so strongly that term stuck. The reason Darwin didn't like it was a scientific reason. Darwin was trying to use the scientific method, which is inductive method of reasoning. All that means is that you make observations, and from those empirical observations, which are scientifically made in terms of measuring, observing, recording, then you draw conclusions and you come up with a theory to explain why things happen. So that's the scientific method. Herbert Spencer used a completely different scientific method called the deductive approach. And the deductive approach basically assumed the theory was true, and then it went hunting for the facts after. It's a very different approach. Understanding the difference between inductive and deductive reasoning is, I know it's not something people talk about on a daily basis, but this is what Darwin disliked about Spencer, and he wrote about it, and he just did not like Spencer's approach, which is what evolution was. And today, evolution, if you look at almost any area of science, astronomy and any of the natural sciences, and then into the social sciences, if you look at the psychology, they talk about evolutionary psychology. So it's in the social sciences as all. And it's also in my field, which is communication. So when I saw that evolution had become a theory of everything, or what scientists call a meta theory, and there aren't very many theories that are at that meta level, sort of a theory of everything, I saw, oh my goodness, I think this is worth taking a look at and criticizing. because it really does influence almost every area of thinking as soon as you step onto a university campus. Mm-hmm. But no, Darwin didn't like the term evolution. He criticized it heavily. And the irony is he didn't use the word evolution until the very last edition of On the Origin of Species. Today, Darwin gets all the credit for the term evolution, and nobody knows who Herbert Spencer is.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I want us to spend a little time on this, and I'm hoping that as we do, I want to swing it around in case a listener is turning down the volume right now because they got a little bit lost on deductive and inductive. Sometimes I still wonder if I even have a grasp on it myself. But let's go a little further on this, because you have a PhD in communications. So someone might ask, why does Jeff, the scholar in communications, write a book, or he's talking about science and he's talking about evolution? Maybe go back to the meta theory, maybe explain what meta theory is and why you're so concerned about it, and why maybe we should be concerned about this idea and this impact.
Well, the reason is because as a meta theory, it's a theory of theories. So really what evolution originally, the way Darwin intended it, was that it would be just simply a theory of in biology that explain, why do we see living things the way we see them today? Then Herbert Spencer took it and expanded it, and basically it became a theory of everything. So you can see evolution, you talk about social Darwinism, okay? Mm-hmm. Social Darwinism, and you talk about the eugenics movement that happened in the early 20th century. And the eugenics movement basically said if people were weak or they were inferior, then they needed to be eliminated from the population. And this is quite a frightening thing, but it really did happen. And it was pushed in Europe, and it was pushed in the United States. And Planned Parenthood is a result of that eugenics movement. So, that's another huge thing on my heart is, oh my God, we got to stand up for the unborn. But why is evolution so important to talk about? Because it is a meta theory, and it has touched all aspects of our society, even to the point where it gives a justification for something like abortion, and that was birthed out of the eugenics movement many years ago in the beginning of the 20th century. So it really, evolution is more than a scientific theory. It becomes an ideology. It becomes a way of thinking. It becomes a way of justifying certain actions or certain moral behaviors. So this whole idea of survival of the fittest, that term also didn't come from Darwin. It came from Spencer. And there's another book which is quite fascinating called From Darwin to Hitler. But you see many of thinkers who have, Karl Marx, another one, many of the thinkers who have influenced world wars and Marxism, communism, socialism, a number of them were influenced by Darwin's thoughts. Thoughts on evolution, thoughts on social Darwinism. So why is it something that I'm looking at? Because it's far bigger than just a biological theory. It's mm-hmm. something that affects the entire society and the way of looking at the world.
Well, Jeff, when we come back, let's go a little further. This will have to do, some of it may deal with parenting, maybe some of the things young people are learning today. other things that we might talk about. And I do want to, I just found this just striking to me that here you are talking about evolution, neo-Darwinism, in a way that is both challenging and yet constructive, because we need to have these dialogues. And yet you yourself, as a scholar of communication, as one who has taught broadcasting and speaking, and you've encountered something physiologically, I mean, with your lower tongue. And yet here you are communicating, and no one would know the difference of any suffering that you've gone through. I'd like for you to talk a little bit more about those things and more when we come back. You're listening to Dr. Jeffrey Lyons. You can find out more about him, about this book, at jeffreyklyons.com. Again, jeffreyklyons.com. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Lonnie Ka'a. And our hearts are filled with gratitude that you're with us and that Jeff is with us. He's a man who's experienced what it's like to have cancer. He's experienced what it's like to struggle through that, even while he's writing a book and publishing a book. Today, he's cancer-free and able to speak clearly with us. Stay with us. He'll share more when we come back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Can you hear me? Aloha, this is Lani Ka'a'a here with Danny Yamashiro. I'm in studio today. We're enjoying the company of Dr. Jeffrey Lyons. He has a master's and PhD in communication. In the past few segments, we've been talking about a book that Jeff wrote, Evolution Myths, A Critical View of Neo-Darwinism. It's been fascinating and a bit scientific for me. And I asked if I could ask this question of you, Jeff, because I'm just a simple mom, but I have children who have gone through high school, are now in college. And I guess for me and my perspective, I know how important it is for us as believers to speak truth to our children. And I'm wondering, what's your advice? You know, my kids have learned. I've seen and heard things that they've learned that truly go against the Word of God. And it seems like this is these areas that you're talking about are areas that I need to be equipped in so that I can if right the ship, if you will, correct the thought pattern. What are your what's your advice to parents like myself who have kids in high school and college?
Well, Lonnie, I really love your question because I wrote this first book and it's not an easy read. I'll admit that it's full of scholarly references and scholars using the type of language that they use talking back and forth. But it's on my heart to write a second book, which is going to be targeted to Christian moms like yourself, to Christian moms and Christian dads, so that they can take this same material and look at it through a biblical lens, a mm-hmm. biblical point of view. You know, it's so easy to go to the university and just accept everything that the professors say because mm-hmm. you want to get good grades and you want to do well. But it's important that we teach our children. I've got three adult children. It's important that we teach our children how to think critically, but also how to look through a biblical lens regarding the world and how things are created and why things are the way they are. You know, it's interesting. A lot of the criticism about evolution, it's right there in print, mm-hmm. but they don't read it. If you buy the book on The Origin of Species, the very last sentence of the book, Darwin says, "There's a grandeur in this view of life with its several powers having been originally breathed by the Creator," with a capital C,
wow,
"into a few forms or ones." So you can make the case right there. Darwin believed in an intelligent designer. Mm. He said it in his book. But that is not taught at any university campus. All you have to do is walk into the bookstore and buy the book. Read the very last sentence. I just read it to you. Mm-hmm. And Darwin says that life was originally breathed by the Creator. So it's this kind of information. It's so important that we give it to our children, mm-hmm. So that they aren't just in a sense just mesmerized by their university professors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I completely look forward to your book. It can't come soon enough for me. My children are in college. So I look forward, Jeff, and I will pray for your speedy writing of that book for moms. Let's talk in the meantime about some basics. You talk about three barriers to life that evolution cannot explain. Can you go deeper and talk more deeply about what you're saying, what you're meaning by that?
Sure, yeah. Those are explained in more detail on my blog site, which people can find when they go to the jeffreyklyons.com. Mm. But the first barrier, three barriers to life. The first barrier is that evolution explains life itself. And it doesn't. If you remember the DNA molecule, it was discovered in the early 1960s. There was Wallace and Crick. And Francis Crick wrote a book called Life Itself. You can check it out at the University of Hawaii at Hamilton Library. I checked it out. But in that book, the discoverer of DNA, who is an atheist, Francis Crick, says in that book that there's no way that DNA could ever come about by natural causes. Impossible. Too complex. Mm. Cannot happen. And so what does Crick say? He knows we're alive. He's got to come up with some explanation for life. He says, well, aliens put life on a spaceship and they shot it to Earth. Mm. I cannot make this stuff up. Mm-hmm. That's what he put. So he's an honest atheist. And hopefully there's people out there that are listening that, you know, maybe they're curious. Mm-hmm. And there may be some that have friends that are atheists. And I don't make fun of Crick. Crick was honest. He saw that we're alive, and there's got to be some explanation for life. So if it's not God, then aliens put life on a spaceship and shot it to Earth. But there's many more examples. Michael Behe has a number of books. Darwin's Black Box is one of them. Basically, when you dig into the scientific literature, you'll find evolution has absolutely no explanation for the origin of life. And so you have a problem. If life doesn't get started, then evolution becomes, really, it becomes a meaningless theory.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the first barrier. The first barrier is life itself. The second barrier, little more harder to understand because I got to throw some funny words at you. But there's a cell called a eukaryote cell. there's another cell called a prokaryote cell. Well, the very first cells, that the oldest cells they've ever discovered are bacteria. Mm. They're the oldest form of life ever discovered. Mm. But the next type of cell, which came along about a billion years later, has a nucleus in it. And it's much, much more complex. And it can be about 500 times larger than bacteria. Scientists have absolutely no explanation for how did this larger cell called a eukaryote come about. And many scientists are saying that this was the most important event ever in life on Earth. Remember when we were kids, we'd look in the microscope and mm-hmm. we'd see a little bitty cell moving around,
right.
a amoeba. Remember
right,
that?
Right. Uh-huh. Vaguely, but
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, you could find it in a pond, and you could just put it in a slide and look at it under a microscope. Well, that type of cell, single cell life, it's called a eukaryote or a eukaryote. There's no explanation scientifically for how life changed from bacteria to eukaryote. Mm-hmm. And I go into much more depth in my book with all the scientific examples of how the two cells are different. But they're so incredibly different in terms of structure, organelles. It just goes on and on and on. Scientists know this, they acknowledge it, but it's not taught that there's no explanation. Mm-hmm. It's not taught at universities, and people just believe, oh, yeah, sure, evolution explains everything. It doesn't. The third barrier to life is how did we get multicellularity? How did we get, because another billion years went by before we went from amoeba to a creature that has multiple cells. I mean, I think we all know that your body and my body are made up of many, many, many cells.
Mm-hmm.
So we're multicellular. But how did life change from a single cell creature to a multicellular creature? And the amount of programming in the DNA is astronomical, astronomical. Because DNA is a code. It's think of it like computer software. So the question is, who did the coding?
Right.
Who did the coding in the DNA to change life from a simple amoeba to a multicellular plant or animal or a human being? And there's absolutely no explanation in science for who did that coding.
Mm-hmm.
And the complexity of the coding, it's been calculated out. In fact, I think the amount of DNA in the human body, if you take it, all the cells, and you string it together, I forget, it does does a few laps around the sun.
Wow.
That's how complex the coding is mm-hmm. in a human body. So how do you go from a few laps or go from the very simple coding in an amoeba to the coding that's a few laps around the sun?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's no explanation for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are the three big barriers mm-hmm. to life that I talk about in my book. And they're talked about by many other people mm-hmm. who are biologists. I cite their sources, and most of them are not Christians. They're just scientists who are doing research, and they're saying, oh, we have a problem here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have a problem.
Jeff, so
but this is not taught.
Yeah, so incredibly clear when you really look at the history, but so many of us, we don't get to that granular history that you're talking about, the truth of the matter. And so important that books like yours are written and available so that we are equipped to understand the truth of God's creation, the miracle work that He and only He could have ever done. If you want to find out more about the book, you can go to www.jeffreyklyons.com. Jeff, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about where were you when the book was published and what's happened since then. I think you're discovering and bringing awareness to something incredibly dear to God's heart, the truth of creation, and how a lie has come in between us and the Lord and us and our children and the Lord. And really, you're trying to break through that lie and return us to the truth. And so we're going to talk a lot more about some of the challenges you've had in doing that, some of the setbacks, but also your perseverance through it all. Stay with us. It's an incredible story of perseverance and truth with Jeffrey K. Lyons. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, he is commendable. It is commendable. And I'm talking about Dr. Jeff Lyons. Commendable for him to delve in. You know, this has really been something that he's had stirred up in his heart ever since he was in college at the University of Hawaii. What are you talking about, Danny? Well, I'm talking about the interaction, the challenge. These are different worldviews that he's contending with, and then he's put it in writing. Dr. Lyons is a scholar in communication. He says the meta theory of evolution has reached over now to the social sciences, to the humanities. It has expanded not only in the world of academia, but has even impacted society at large. It impacts the intuition of policy, how policies are made, how decisions are made that impact the way legislation is formed. So he's going back and wanting to drive down some nails and lay down some anchors in this very seemingly complex. He makes things a bit more simple, but there is a part where he cannot oversimplify things, and neither should he try to just oversimplify things. And that is part of the challenge that I think you and all of us should really commend him for, that courage to use his scholarly mind to do this kind of work. So Dr. Jeffrey Lyons, thank you. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a'a. Dr. Lyons, Jeff, hey, look, you had cancer in the lower tongue. During this process, when you were writing and publishing this book, how'd you make it through?
You know, it was really interesting. Actually, the book came out, and very shortly after the book was published, I was diagnosed with cancer. So it's hard to say when the cancer started growing. It could have been growing for quite some period of time while I was still finishing the book. But I didn't become aware of it until after the book had just come out. And I, through a series of steps, ended up going to Houston, Texas to be treated at MD Anderson. And of course, there was much, much prayer from my church, from my family, going with me. But it was so interesting. I went to, because I asked my pastor, I said, I don't know anybody in Houston. Where should I go to church? While I was being treated, I was there for 2 months. And he said, well, go check out Joel Osteen's church. Well, there was a prayer meeting. Joel's mother had a breakout during the week, and there was just a small group of maybe 40 people there. Now, she had been healed from terminal cancer over 30 years ago. The doctor sent her home to die and said, we can't fix you. We can't heal you. We can't help you. Go home and die. And she stood on the scriptures, and God completely healed her. So she prayed for me, and as did my church and others. But I told her, I said, you know, I just finished writing this book, and I'm challenging evolution because I see that it's being used as a tool, and many are falling away from Christ because they're losing their faith in Christ and they're turning to evolution. I said, as soon as I published this book, I got diagnosed with cancer, and they call her Miss Doty. She said, that's the enemy. That's what she said, Danny. She said, that's the enemy. And it really made sense when she said it that way, because what the enemy was doing was he was trying to take away my voice, and that's where the cancer was. It was in my tongue.
Hey, Jeff, let's go into prayer. I'd like for you to pray. We just got about a minute and a half left. Gosh, I remember hearing Pastor John Osteen, Joel's dad, preach about his wife Dodie's healing decades ago. But now someone today might be in need of prayer. Can you close us out today, Jeff, with a prayer, please?
Absolutely. Lord, I just lift up our listeners right now in the name of Jesus. If anyone out there has been diagnosed with cancer or you have a loved one with cancer, we come against that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name which is above every other name. Lord, we pray that that cancer will be cursed, that it will shrivel up, that it will die. Just as Jesus cursed the fig tree and the fig tree shriveled up and died, we pray that the cancer in our listeners' bodies and in the bodies of loved ones would also die. Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, the honor for healing, Lord, because you're the one who created us. You're the one who created our bodies, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Jeff Lyons, brother, it's so good to connect with you, to listen to you, and thank you for your good work, brother. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Danny. It's been such a pleasure here, and I hope people are encouraged. And, you know, I hope that people will begin to think critically about what they're taught in universities, and that they will stand on the scriptures, and that they will be bold for their faith in God.
And Jeff, thank you for praying. That's the point where we touch in a broad swath in a very touching way. So thank you for doing that. Dr. Jeff Lyons, his book, Evolution Myths, A Critical View of Neo-Darwinism. You can get that book at jeffreyklyons.com. Thought-provoking words indeed from Jeff Lyons, jeffklyons.com, jeffreyklyons.com. Dear one, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is, we believe, a perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Will you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to continue to stand with us with your prayers or financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Ephesians 4:15, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jeff Lyons, jeffreyklyons.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chan Son Tai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.